Well, the ruling National Democratic Congress has taken the view that the NDP, which we represent, is their mortal enemy. They behave as though we're an existential threat to them. We are not. Brilliant efforts were made to sabotage our recent Congress held on Saturday. But of course, we went through all that. Conspiracies and moles, and moles were planted, even our interim general secretary, on the eve, on the cusp of the event, announced his resignation. But of course, he had been removed as interim general secretary at the time because we realized what was going on. You recall that we had to postpone the particular this particular Congress on three occasions, simply because each time things were assigned to him and others, of course, they stalled, they delayed, they omitted to do things and so on. And of course, we could see the drift and the direction where things were going. And even on the Congress day, they got all sorts of people to announce various things and so on, but yet there was a mammoth crowd. So it tells you that we really arrived.
There are suggestions that it is the former president and his wife, Mrs. Rawlings, who is the presidential candidate of the party, who are behind this party and who formed the party to regain power. Is this the case?
No, they did not. They did not. We formed the party. In fact, you could say that the party was my brainchild. The conception, the constitution, and the cobbling together of various elements to make the party was solely something that we did. And then we thought that it would be to our advantage to bring the Rawlingses in for what I call their gravitational effect. Because, you know, they pull people, and suddenly you've seen the effect out there. That's what's making them shiver in their boots. But we have nothing untoward. We have nothing against them. We simply want to have competitive politics. We believe that Ghanaian politics has become too polarized over the past 3-4 elections. And what we need is some consensus. And we think that if we had something in the nature of coalition politics in this country, then of course there could be a reaching together, building consensus, and that would be good for the stability of this country and for the growth of democracy. That's what they are not taking into account. All they want is winner takes all politics. Well, we are for proportional representation. We are for things that, of course, ensure that minority groups and all other strands of our society are heard, and that at the end of the day, we don't create a divided, stratified society by a society that is interwoven, in which every group, every subset has some ground to aspire and have the aspirations, of course, vindicated and satisfied.
Some people are saying, if you may, that the formation of NDP basically paves the way for the main opposition, New Patriotic Party, to win this presidential election and thereby consign both the NDP and the NDC into opposition. What are your views about that?
That is purely speculative. The NDC has had 3 years to be in power, to be in the saddle, to call the shots. And they failed abysmally within those 3 years. So if they're going to lose, I don't think that they should begin to assign reasons that tend to blame others for their losing. We are in politics for the reasons that I've just given to you. And we're not really concerned. They are trying to set the agenda for us to react. But we're not a reactive party. If you look at our manifesto, which will be launched soon, you see a lot of innovative ideas about what they call the gaps and loopholes in Ghanaian politics, how to grow democracy in our country. That's our sole concern.
So what do you think are the realistic chances of the NDP in this year's general, presidential, parliamentary and local elections?
Well, if the gravitational pull that I alluded to takes effect, then I believe that no party is going to win an outright majority in the first round. And we would get a huge percentage that will carve into the votes of both parties. And then we'll be in there as kingmakers, and then we'll be going towards the sort of coalition politics that I referred to.